This is Patrick Donahue of the Bible Crossfire radio program. One of the more controversial issues in the religious world today is over whether women may have leadership roles in the church. Should women preach from the pulpit? Can women be pastors or elders? Let's begin to answer those questions by reading 1 Corinthians 14:34 and 35. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. Is there anything vague or hard to understand about that passage? No, the text very clearly shows women should not be preaching in the church. Now ask yourself this question. If the Bible is so clear on the issue, why do the great majority of churches allow women to preach from their pulpits? Is it possible that most churches have left the guidebook for the Christian religion, the Bible, and are just doing their own thing? I've heard many say there are so many different interpretations of the Bible because the Bible is hard to understand. But this passage illustrates how that idea is all wrong. There is nothing hard about this verse to understand. The real problem is, most just don't want to accept what the Bible plainly says. Most don't have a proper love of the truth. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. Another passage that proves women should not be preachers is 1 Timothy 2:11 and 12. Let a woman learn in quietness with all subjection. But I permit not a woman to teach, nor to have dominion over a man, but to be in quietness. Whenever a woman teaches in the church assembly, there are men present, so she is violating this text, which tells her not to teach over the man. See my point? And what about women being elders over a church? Wouldn't that also violate the text we just read forbidding a woman from having dominion over a man? That's why when 1 Timothy 3 gives the qualification for an elder, verse 2 says, he must be the husband of one wife. A woman can't be an elder because she can't be a husband. She must not take that leadership role. Men should take that leadership role, at least according to two more key New Testament passages on this topic. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3. The head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Now, head means boss. In this text, the head of the woman is the man. Ephesians 5, 22 through 23. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Did you note that? It says the husband is the head of the wife. So the husband should be the leader of the family, not the wife. Now, if you go back several decades, hardly any congregations allowed women to be preachers or pastors. Now, almost all of them do. What happened? Methinks churches have started doing what they want, what they like, or what they think will bring in the biggest crowds, without regard for what the Bible says. Proverbs 14, verse 12 describes this situation best. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Do you think this loose attitude of disregarding what the Bible so plainly teaches might have spilled over into other issues? Such as divorce, gay marriage, sprinkling for baptism, etc. You better believe that it has. This is Patrick Donahue of the Bible Crossfire radio program. If you have a Bible question or comment, give us a call at 877-655-6755. The number to call is 877-655-6755. We so much appreciate you listening every Sunday night at this time. Again, the number to call if you have a Bible question or comment is 877-655-6755. You can call in on this topic that we're talking about tonight, women taking leadership roles in the church, or any other Bible topic. Whatever you would like to talk about, it's probably a good thing to call now. It seems like toward the end of the program, once we get our first caller, that the floodgates open, and then it's hard to get in, hard to get a call in. The lines are completely open right now if you have a Bible question or comment. You know, last week, we were talking about Billy Graham, how he's famous for teaching in crusade after crusade that people need to come forward, accept Christ in order to be saved. But in an interview with Robert Schuller, May 31st, 1997, Mr. Graham said, "Whether they come from the Muslim world or the Buddhist world or the Christian world or the non-believing world, they are members of the body of Christ because they've been called by God. They may not even know the name of Christ, but they know in their hearts they need something that they don't have, and they turn to the only light they have, and I think they're saved. They're going to be with us in heaven." You see that? Mr. Graham said a person that's never even heard about Christ is going to be saved. In McCall's Magazine, January 1978, Mr. Graham said, Billy Graham, "I used to believe that pagans in far-off countries were lost, were going to H-E-L-L, if they did not have the gospel of Christ preached to them. I no longer believe that. I believe that there are other ways of recognizing the existence of God, through nature, for instance, and plenty of other opportunities, therefore, of saying yes to God." And so, some say you have to believe in God or Christ to be saved, but then they hedge and say people are going to be saved anyway, even if they don't believe. However, the Bible, God clearly says, John 14, verse 6, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." John 8, 24, "I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." So it's clear, third world country or not, it's required by these two passages and many others that a person has to believe in Christ in order to be saved. I know many preachers hedge on that, I guess because they're pressured into saying things that aren't true, but the Bible is very clear on that. Brent from Michigan, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
Yeah, I have a question. I totally agree with what you were saying, and thank you for taking my call also about women and the role in the church. But the question I have, how do you feel about women teaching the children?
Well, do you remember one of the passages I read said the woman is not to teach nor usurp authority over the man? But that wouldn't include children, would it? Like, let me give you an example in the Bible of women teaching others the gospel. I'm turning to Titus chapter 2. You may be driving, but if you're not driving, Brent, turn there in your Bible. In Titus chapter 2, verse 3, it says, "The aged women likewise, that they be in behaviors becoming holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober." And so women, for this case, older women, were to teach younger women. So there's nothing wrong with women teaching other women or teaching children. Let's say they're having a Bible class at their home, or even a Bible class at the church building during the time which we call Sunday school time. Not in the church assembly, not when the whole church is all come together in one place, because 1 Corinthians 14 says a woman's not even to speak then. Does that make sense, Brent?
Yes.
So generally, okay, Most churches have the Bible study or the Sunday school class time first when they're all in different places.
Sure.
And then if the women, then they may teach other women or children, they just can't teach the man. And then when they come into the assembly, then the men should do the teaching then also.
Right. Yeah.
Any follow-up?
I have been in many churches where women are in authority, and it was just like fingernails on a chalkboard. It was just like, this is wrong. You know, I can't stay here. And
hey,
let me ask you, but
yeah, Brent, I'm glad you voiced your opinion. Let me ask you a question. I think I might have mentioned this. Why do you think, when the Bible is so clear on this issue, 1 Corinthians 14, 34 and 35, 1 Timothy 2, 11 and 12 are very clear, crystal clear, why do you think so many churches seem to disregard what the Bible says and go and have women preachers? Why do you think that is?
Well, I really, truly feel that for probably the easiest explanation would be they've allowed liberalism into the church, and it has distorted, and it's made them do what they want instead of what God wants, and it's more or less like bending the law. Do I do 55 on the freeway, or do I do 65, even though the speed limit is 55? you know, I'm going to bend it to what I want, not what actually God is telling us to do. It's what makes
Brent,
us happy.
I think that's a very good explanation. They want to do what they want to do or what they think is best or what makes them happy. Do you think that same kind of attitude is spilled over into other issues besides just this, the women taking leadership roles in the church, other issues?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I could go on for a very long time on this. It drives me crazy when I go to churches, and I've been talking to my mother, and she's telling me the things that's going on in their church, which has never happened before, and now it's the rules, like, I don't know, it's the rules are being bent to make the populace happy instead of giving them the word of God, which would convict them to help them stop what they're doing. And it just, my mother just sits there and talks to me about it, and she's just like, you know, this is just, I don't know how to handle this. If I wasn't a teacher for the little children and had a responsibility, she says, I would leave and find a church that teaches what is supposed to be taught.
Yeah, we need to worship with a congregation that's faithfully following God's word. Brent, do me a favor and send me an email in the next day or two at BibleCrossfire@email.com, and let's talk further, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for your call, Brent.
BibleCrossfire.com?
BibleCrossfire@email.com.
At email.com. BibleCrossfire. Okay, I will do that.
Thank you, Brent.
You're welcome.
You know, we read 1 Corinthians 14:34-35. It says, let your women keep silence in the church. It's not permitted unto them to speak. It's a shame for women to speak in the church. Two verses later, Paul says, through the inspiration of God, if any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. So this is one of the commandments of the Lord, that the woman is not to speak in the church. Daphne from California, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
My Bible question would be just, I'm wondering, what is how is the word, what is the etymology of the word authority in that passage?
Well, you know, I don't know that off the top of my head, and right now I don't have the time to look up that much detail, but suffice it to say that I think the passage in 1 Timothy 2 used the word dominion, that a woman is not to have dominion over a man. And suffice it to say that the expert Greek translators thought the Greek meant dominion. And then in 1 Corinthians 11:3, it says the man is the head over the wife. Well, the head in a body tells the rest of the body what to do. In the same sense that Christ is the head of the church, he's the boss, he tells the Christians what to do, that's the church. The man, then, is to be in authority. He's the head over the woman in the church. He's the head over the woman in the family. That's what these words mean. Any follow-up, Daphne?
I'm cool. I understand that. But I'm just wondering how much of that is literally being read into versus actually being of God. Because I believe I can sit and have a conversation with someone, and that person doesn't have an authority over me. Someone
speaks
to me, and they don't have authority over me.
And I agree,
so
Daphne.
I think it becomes a very thin line, and I think it'll be best if we actually if we don't add to the text. We're wrong when we add to the text, and we're also wrong when we take away from the text.
Thank you for your call, Daphne. I don't think we're reading in. I have to cut off Daphne because I have about three other callers waiting to get in. I only have about 10 minutes. I don't think we're reading anything into the text when we just read, let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. And then in verse 35 of 1 Corinthians 14, it is a shame for women to speak in the church. We're not reading anything into it. That's exactly what God said. It's very simple. Even a first grader could understand it. He is absolutely saying women are not to be preaching from the pulpit, as we normally use that terminology. Charles from Georgia, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
Yes, I have a question about Church of Christ doctrine. When you say continuing in the doctrine of Christ and things, I don't know a lot about it, but what I wanted to know is, does the Church of Christ believe that you have to be a member of that denomination in order to be saved, in order to continue in your salvation? Because do they believe that the responsibility and the ability to maintain your salvation rests in the obedience of the believer, and if he doesn't continue, like, say, as a member of your denomination, and also in all the things that you teach, then he can lose his salvation?
Charles, thank you for your call. I'm gonna let you off the air, then I'm gonna answer your question. First of all, I can't speak for the Church of Christ. The particular members who are members of Churches of Christ will have to speak for themselves. But I can tell you what the Bible actually says, and that is, yes, we have to be obedient to God in order to maintain our salvation. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9 says, "And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him." That verse is very clear that the only ones that are going to receive eternal salvation are those that obey Jesus, obey God. And a verse that was referred to is by that caller is 2 John verse 9. I'm turning there because it is a good passage to read on this particular topic that he brought up. 2 John verse 9 says, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ." Now, this is not talking about the doctrine of any particular church. It's talking about the doctrine of Christ. It says, "hath not God." He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. So if we don't stay inside the doctrine of Christ, what's taught by the Bible, we don't have God. Certainly, we don't have salvation if we don't have God. So if we've never become a Christian and we're not following the doctrine of Christ, we won't be saved. If we become a Christian by obeying the doctrine of Christ, but then we do not continue to abide in the teaching, the doctrine of Christ, we don't have God. We, of course, would lose our salvation. Stacy from South Dakota, go ahead with the Bible question or comment, please.
Well, hi. We have used to go most of our life to a home church, and they have women preachers, and we have since left. And we have used these verses to try to explain to others exactly what you explained earlier, and we totally agree with it now. I don't know how we didn't all those years, but we see it now, uh-huh. And we believe it 100%. So we want to tell them, when we do try to tell them, they always use the excuse that the women preachers have men preachers over them, you know, that are an authority over them. So I just was wondering if you had any ideas of what we could say, how we could bring this about to them in a way that's scriptural.
Okay, I'm going to go back and read 1 Corinthians 14, 34 and 35, and I'm going to point out something in verse 35 that may help you here, Stacy. It says, "Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law." Now, here's the important phrase out for this particular question. "And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church." Now, Stacy, if a woman wanted to ask a question in order to learn something, that's not necessarily taking a leadership role or having dominion, right? You see that? Yet she's still forbidden from doing that. So it's wrong for the woman to speak in the church even to ask a question in order to learn something. So even it's wrong for her to speak in the church even if she's not having the leadership role. Now, having said that, if she preaches from the pulpit, wouldn't she be teaching over the man, which is forbidden by 1 Timothy 2:11 and 12, Stacy? I know you already agree with that, but I'm just trying to help you with your question.
No, I appreciate it, because we end up going round and round with, you know, friends and family that we're trying to explain it to, because they believe it so deeply, and, you know, God needs to open their eyes, obviously, but I appreciate it.
Well, ask them about that. Why, if their position is true, that it's okay for them to preach as long as maybe the elders are having oversight of them, why would Paul say that if they want to ask a question in order to learn something, that they're not to do that in the church either? Why would Paul say that?
Okay. That's a good point, yeah. All right.
Thank, You see, so it's wrong for the woman to speak in the church, even in a subjective role.
Okay.
Now, outside the church assembly, she can talk, obviously. No problem. She can. The older women are commanded to teach the younger women. We read that from Titus 2, verse 4.
Right.
But she should teach other women, and I'm talking about Bible class situations, where somebody is taking a lead over the class, or she should teach children. Thank you for your call, Stacy.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Alex from Wyoming. Whoop, I guess Alex. We lost Alex. Well, the lines are completely open. I had four callers there, and we got to most of them, and we lost Alex, and I think we lost another one. If you have a Bible question or a comment on this particular topic, women taking leadership roles in the church, or any other Bible topic, you can get in right now at 877-655-6755. That number is 877-655-6755 if you have a Bible question or comment. We have about 3 minutes left on the program. We were talking about preachers who say you have to believe in Christ, like Billy Graham, but who hedge, like Billy Graham, and say, no, they can be saved even if they don't believe. But Jesus said, if you believe not that I am He, you shall die in your sins. Not only is it wrong to hedge on faith being required, it is also wrong to hedge on obedience being required. We have to not only believe, but we have to obey, trust and obey. Revelation 22:14 says, blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. The only people who are going to heaven, according to this verse, are the people that do God's commandments. They're the only ones that have a right to be saved. Revelation 20 verse 13 shows that on the judgment day, quote, every man will be, quote, judged according to their works. So it's not enough just to believe, we have to obey. Wayman from California, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
Yeah, hey, it's unfortunate that you're taking it out of text. Back in the days when that was written, the women sat on one side of the church and the men sat on the other side of the church. So if the women didn't understand something, then they would typically kind of talk across the church and ask their husbands a question. Well, that's why Paul said they're not permitted to talk in the church because they sat separate from one another. So he just didn't want them to be screaming across the church while church was in session. But obviously women can talk and speak and teach in the church, but they are not to usurp authority over man.
Wayman, where did you read in the Bible that the situation in 1 Corinthians was that the men and the ladies were sitting on opposite sides of the church building and that the women were speaking out across the building and interrupting? Where did you read that in the Bible? I haven't ever seen that.
No, you've never seen it, but the Bible doesn't tell us everything the way things. You have to know the way things were back in that day.
But how did you know it was that way?
You have to study. You see, I've studied the way that things were back in that day. That's why when things are written, a lot of times we take things literally, and you have.
Yeah, Wayman, I'm gonna have to go off the air. Thank you for your call.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go off the air. Stella, you're on the line. If you will just stay on the line, I'll try to talk to you after the program is over. We appreciate you, everybody listening tonight. Appreciate the great calls. Wayman illustrates exactly what I'm talking about. We take the word of men, and these are things that people made up. Somebody just made that up about men and women sitting across from each other and yelling out across the thing. They made that up, and then people will take these things made up by men, and they'll take that over what the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians 14:34 and 35. Be sure and listen next week at this same time.